1400 K1, our community connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And Stevie Williams is in from Elder Care, and it is 2019, brand new year, but a lot of the things that you do go on 12 months out of the year, just different reasons. And I think we're talking about things you do that help people get out, continue to socialize, continue to be active in a time when there's less daylight throughout the day.
Yes, the winter weather is upon us, especially today, although the weekend looks like it'll warm up.
Yeah, it should be pretty nice for the weekend, mid-50s, even around 60 for Saturday. The final day for you to go skating on Saturday, so you can get all your friends together and go play crack the whip on the ice.
Right. Maybe not for our target age group, but for the younger folks.
They already have done that. They've probably got experience and would do it better than the 8-year-olds.
Yes.
If they didn't want to fall down.
Right. Well, this time of year, you know, there's a lot of people that maybe become isolated during the winter weather.
Sure.
And so we really try to focus on avoiding that winter isolation. You know, the holidays are lots of fun. There's people in town. There's lots of activities.
People are coming to see you. You're going to see other people. Like you said, things are going on at the community center. Reasons to get out and go places.
Right. And now January has hit. You know, a lot of times that's when the winter weather comes. And kind of January through maybe even March. Sometimes people, older people, this time of year become very isolated. They look at the forecast and see, you know, icy weather, or they think, well, the whole month of January is just going to be cold, so I may as well not sign up for that exercise class or not, you know, go out into the community and do the activities.
Do some major shopping one time in the month, put a lot of meat and stuff in the freezer, and just pull stuff out of the freezer and eat from that all month.
Right. And the problem with that is, you know, the things you want to avoid with winter isolation is you can become depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You can become very sedentary. And when you become sedentary, that's not good for your balance or for your just overall health.
A lot of us had a 10-pound Christmas anyway with all the candy and stuff that happens this time of year. And then become sedentary, that 10-pound Christmas stays a 10-pound January.
Right, right. And then it makes it more difficult, you know, when spring comes to kind of get back into the schedule of being active. You kind of got into the habit of staying home, and then sometimes that just continues on throughout the year. So really now's the time to look at your New Year's resolutions or think about these upcoming months and sort of schedule a plan to either get out and socialize, you know, Elder Care, we have several activities that you can do and programs that you can get out and socialize. One would be Daybreak, mm-hmm. our adult day health center. And this is where people can come and spend the day at Elder Care. And we have arts and crafts, actually exercised through Daybreak.
Okay.
We have lots of activities. It's really a fun social time. It's a great opportunity to either see old friends you haven't seen for a long time or meet new friends. Participants that come to Daybreak eat breakfast, lunch, and a snack while they're there, and we can provide transportation. So they kind of come from maybe like 9 to 2 during the day, and they can come one day a week or 5 days a week. So now's a good time to think, okay, I'm going to go ahead and commit to 2 days a week mm-hmm. to come to Daybreak. And so that really helps people avoid that isolation, that depression, and staying active during this time of year.
When you commit to 2 days a week, are you committing to a specific schedule, Tuesdays, Thursdays, or can you just pick your 2 days a week? How does that work out?
Well, usually you commit to a certain 2 days just so we can have our van schedule planned, our meals planned, but we can also be very flexible. Let's say you sign up for Tuesday and Thursday, and then you look at the weather forecast and Thursday doesn't look good, and you want to switch your days that week to Tuesday and Friday, or, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday or something, you know, we can accommodate that most certainly.
I think that's important that people know the rules and know what they're signing up for. I know we've talked about Daybreak for a lot of times, but we haven't really talked about how the schedule worked for a while. So I wanted to make sure I got that out.
Right. You know, it's really fun when you walk into Daybreak, especially during the wintertime. I remember a couple of years ago, I wrote an article on our art room at Daybreak. And I was just kind of talking about, you know, why do you like coming to Daybreak? Why do you like the art program? And one of the participants said, You know, it might be really cold outside or even snowing, but when I walk into daybreak, everything is warm. And I think they meant not necessarily the warm temperature of the room, which it, you know, is, but it was the warm kind of fuzzy feeling that you get when you're surrounded by friends and doing something that you love to do.
And I think that's that emotional warmness is important. And it's nice if you're not cold because somebody's opening up the outside door every 10 minutes. But the emotional warmness, says, I think you're right, that's probably what they were talking about.
Yes, yes. So daybreak's a great way to avoid winter isolation. And then another important aspect of these winter months, like I mentioned, is staying physically active. Mm-hmm. We have exercise classes through our Golden Opportunities program. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have Stretch and Tone, which is like a light yoga class. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have Enhanced Fitness, which is a nationally accredited fitness program. It is designed by seniors. It was for seniors. And it can be done in a chair. Through Daybreak program, a lot of the participants will sit in a chair, but through our Golden Opportunities program, a lot of the participants are just up and really active. Mm-hmm. The fitness class is done to music, and it also involves wrist and ankle weights. And so it's a really great way to maintain your physical ability and gain strength, you know, all over your body. I had one lady in yesterday, and she said, you know, I'd consider not even signing up for January because the weather is unpredictable. But then she decided to go ahead and commit to it, and that's really important. You know, you can't just live your life with the fear of the winter weather coming. You just need to get out there and stay active.
And I mean, January is one of those months that you could find yourself, depending on what you like to do, whether it's woodworking, carpentry, whatever, that sort of indoor project, or finding yourself sewing, knitting, that indoor project, and never make it out of the house other than going grocery shopping. But you offer all kinds of opportunity for folks.
Right. So those exercise classes can be done through Daybreak, through Golden Opportunities, like I just mentioned, with Stretch and Tone and Enhanced Fitness, or, of course, our physical therapy program. And physical therapy, especially during this time of month, is really important for fall prevention. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have confidence in walking outside, you know, going on a walk in your neighborhood, you know, avoiding sticks on the street or being able to step over curbs, if you have that confidence, mm-hmm. then you're much more likely to get out and do those social activities in the community.
And even when maybe the temperature is not favorable and you've got a warm winter jacket, maybe even some gloves and a hat on, but you still feel confident walking out there and doing what you've done for most of the rest of your life.
Yes. So to gain that confidence through physical therapy, we offer skilled physical therapy for balance, as well as so many other different reasons, you know, for strength. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have back pain or shoulder pain or hip pain, you know, all of those things. It's really important to try physical therapy. Our physical therapists are very skilled and have a lot of expertise in different ailments, and so they can help people for a variety of reasons, but that fall prevention is really important. And then after people finish their skilled physical therapy, they can come back to elder care through our aftercare program, and this is where they can exercise on their own for $25 a month and use our gyms as their own exercise facility. So not only are they maintaining the strength that they gain during physical therapy, but they're also getting that socialization, getting out. They meet a lot of friends during that time. And oftentimes people will come the same time, you know, kind of set up a schedule. And so they'll see the same people when they come in. And so they really, it's a variety of benefits for doing the aftercare program.
If you find that, I don't care, George is doing exercise at 9 o'clock in the morning and you're there every morning at 9 o'clock, then you've got a workout buddy and the conversation over whatever it is you're doing goes a lot faster.
Right. That's very true. It is very social and chatty sometimes in our physical therapy gyms.
Other things going on at Elder Care. We will continue our time with Stevie Williams on a Thursday morning, coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking with Stevie Nicks from Elder Care. And
Stevie Williams.
I did say Stevie Nicks. It's a compliment. I didn't unintended.
You don't want me to break into song, though.
Steve, I knew that. I'm sorry, Stevie. It's just one of those things, you associate names with people and faces. And anyway, I'm not sure how I got there, but let's just detour and move on. We're talking about the exercise programs, either as part of a physical therapy routine or unguided, just getting things done using the equipment and having that time together to get things done and move better.
Right. And like I mentioned, you know, through the physical therapy program, you do skilled physical therapy first, and then you can take part in our aftercare program. And then earlier I talked about Golden Opportunities, the exercise classes that we have through that, the Stretch and Tone and Enhanced Fitness. And those you also sign up for on a monthly basis. And Stretch and Tone is $25 a month, and Enhanced Fitness is $25 a month. If you're a Golden Opportunities member, if you're not a Golden Opportunities member, then the classes are $30 a month. And so what does it mean to be a Golden Opportunities member? Golden Opportunities is our social networking group. Mm-hmm. And it was designed to offer exercise classes, education classes, and day trips, as well as free social activities. Every fourth Thursday of the month, we have our monthly Golden Hour, and that's mm-hmm. a free social event for anybody in the community to come at 5:30, where we offer food and beverages and live entertainment. So the Golden Opportunities program is really the only thing at Elder Care where you have a membership, and the membership is through the calendar year. So starting right now through December 31st of 2019, it's $70 for an individual or $120 for a couple. And what that membership price gets you is discounts on all the classes and trips. So that's why there's two different prices on the exercise classes.
Right.
And then it also allows you to come to our members only parties, which we have one each quarter. Mm-hmm. And everybody's favorite is the one in the first quarter, which is our Valentine's dinner. And this year's Valentine's dinner will be on Tuesday, February 12th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to become a Golden Opportunities member and attend the February 12th Valentine's dinner, they need to sign up by January 31st.
Okay. So get the sign-ups in. Yes, you have time, a couple of weeks, but why not do it today and get signed up for GO?
Right. And people can call, too. If they don't want to come in, they can call and we can take their payment over the phone. And our new winter quarter brochure is available with all the activities listed from January to March. And people can also view that online on our website, abouteldercare.org.
And you are typically, and I haven't looked, but typically scheduling something, you know, I would say maybe not every week, but every 10 days or so, there's something going on, a trip or an activity, a get-together somewhere along the line throughout every month of the year.
Yes. our next class will be, well, besides our exercise classes, mm-hmm. which happen every, you know, Monday through Friday.
Right.
Our first education class this quarter is going to be on Friday, January 11th, so it's a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's called Laughing Yoga. And we've had it a couple of times. It's just, you have fun, reduce stress, and laugh like a kid again. and it's very affordable, the class. So it's, if you want to come in and have a good time, that's Friday, January 11th at 10 a.m.
And the benefits are like many yoga benefits, the relaxation, but some toning, but just an opportunity to center yourself and de-stress and move through life easier, better, faster.
Right. Yes, it's a lot of fun. We've had that class before, and everybody really enjoys it. And then we have a few trips this quarter. When we're going to go to the movies in Tulsa on January 18th. We're going to go to Pawhuska to mingle at the Mercantile for lunch on Wednesday, February 20th. And then on Wednesday, March 13th, we're going to go to Tulsa and learn a little bit about Tulsa's history on Route 66. Mm-hmm. And go to the gathering place, which I'm really excited about that. Hopefully we'll have beautiful sunny weather on that day.
Okay, we'll try to put in the reservation for you.
Please do. And we're going to eat lunch downtown at Elote Cafe on that day. So that'll be a fun trip. The last two trips, the one to Pawhuska and the one to Tulsa, will be taking motor coaches.
Pawhuska is a great place, of course, the Mercantile, but a lot of other things have kind of popped up around with the popularity of Mercantile. So I don't know if that's going to be your only stop, but there are other places to have some fun and do a little bit of shopping in Pawhuska while you're there.
Definitely.
The benefits of elder care, we've talked about a few things just real quickly. The social opportunities for daybreak. We talked a little bit about some of the other things going on, like golden opportunities. But also, you've got a brighter living program that people, you're not getting out and going, but for the person who does need some help in and around the house, brighter living helps out too.
Right. And brighter living is a great program any time of the year, but especially during the winter. Brighter Living Services is our companion program. We have companions that go out into the homes and help with meal preparation, housekeeping, transportation. They can do shopping. So they can do all your grocery shopping and bring the groceries to your home, or the client can go with the companion and help with the shopping.
Yeah.
And our companions can even drive clients to the community center, you know, for the symphony or evening activities. A lot of times when people get older, even if they're still driving, they don't like to drive at night. Mm-hmm. And so to have somebody that can provide that transportation for you and you know, even sit with you in the audience at the symphony or out to dinner.
I know Lauren has got a great Valentine's-themed symphony concert program for next month, so, you know, just put that one down for your brighter living visit that particular week.
Right, right. And then also with brighter living, thinking about the winter months and doing the shopping. The other thing is sometimes if there is a winter storm or you are homebound for a reason, you know, it's nice to know that our companions can go out and pick up your prescriptions at the pharmacy. And so really the thing to know about Brighter Living Services is that it can be catered to the client's needs. Whatever the client needs, we can provide those services.
And that is important because you're doing what the client needs done that particular time, and it doesn't have to be the same thing every week.
Right. You know, there's a lot of talk about aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
Brighter Living Services is a great program because, you know, you can sign up for it and start utilizing it when maybe you only need a companion's help a few hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, if you have surgery and you need somebody to come into the home and help you more often while you're recovering or whatever, then the client's needs change.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can accommodate that.
And that's the great thing about elder care in general. We talked about you can be flexible with the hours on daybreak. Yes, you normally signed up for Tuesday, Thursday, but can I do Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Friday this week, or whatever it takes? So flexibility, I think, is being part of it. And that's kind of what you're teaching with the yoga and exercise program, physical flexibility. So I think you got a theme going on there somewhere.
Right. That's a good analogy. And if anybody would like to see any of our programs in action and learn a little bit more about the history of elder care, I have an open house on Monday. That's January 7th at 10 a.m. And I have coffee and pumpkin bread or banana bread, and then we'll take a tour of elder care. So it's always a lot of fun, and I invite anybody in the community to come in.
Okay, that is coming up on Monday morning. It's the first Monday of every month, but we definitely want to promote it this coming up this Monday morning.
Yes.
If somebody would like to find out more, again, your website about elder care, they can check it out there, or just go to the take the tour and meet the people.
Right. We're located at 1223 Swan Drive, which Swan Drive is the road that runs between Walmart and Taco Bell, past Green Country, around the corner, and there we are.
It's a very easy place to find, and you'll find all kinds of things we haven't talked about this morning.
Right.
Stevie Williams this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And again, check him out online, abouteldercare.org, or better yet, hop in the car and be there Monday morning. Have some coffee, have whatever kind of a sweet something or other they've got going on, and check out Daybreak while you're there. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Authorities in Newcastle are searching for clues related to a